This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزيدنا علما يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome dear viewers to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shared with us in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they have also been shared by Rasulullah, gathered in one specific spot, in one specific hadith. And in general, these names can be found in different places in the Qur'an and the sunnah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Inna lillahi tis'atan wa tis'een asman. من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Allah has 99 names. Whoever is able to gather all of these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person ends up entering into Jannah. So these names which we find within the Quran, within the Sunnah, and with dispersed all across our tradition, these names, if a person was to ponder them, understand them, a person was to live by these names, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had promised such person to enter into Jannah. How beautiful is this reward of a person who simply learns these names and then implements these names within his or her life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of these names. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. You see, my brother, my sister, the thing about these names is that names in the Arabic tradition and in many other cultures as well, if they have a multiplicity of themselves, there's multiple names to one object, you have a number of names for one thing, they show how keen that tradition or that group of people are upon this particular object, because they've given it so many names, right? Every time they, you know, think about the object, they think about one trait of it, another one, a third one, a fourth one, they give it a different title, a different adjective, a different name, and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these 99 names. And the scholars, they said, if you look at the hadith carefully, it doesn't mean he only has 99 names. In fact, the names are even beyond the 99. But the 99 ones, these ones, if a person was to memorize them, understand them, inculcate them within his life, then that would allow the person to enter into Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us into Jannah. How do we treat these names? And what do we do with these names? The way to treat these names, first and foremost, my dear brother, my dear sister, is to look at these names and try to observe them internally through the external world. So when you look at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and the only creator, you think about yourself and your creation. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And look at the signs within yourselves. Do you not ponder? So you look at yourself, your own existence, your own being. And you ponder yourself in order for you to do mushahada, in order for you to come to a recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's lordship and the fact that He in fact is the creator. After a person has understood this name through his internal existence, through external experience, after that understanding has come, now constantly, recurrently doing this and not dwelling on other things. Dwelling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. After a person continues to do that, he will gain and understand and recognize and comprehend the magnitude and the beauty of these names. When you constantly dwell on something, one time after another, after another, after another, things open up for you in terms of the meanings of this. And there's experiences that you start to feel that you wouldn't have felt if you just listened to something one time, or if you just read something one time, or if you observed a reality just one time. So what's expected of us is to look at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observe it again and again and again until this name becomes part and parcel of our existence. And then we come to a third part. And that's the third step to becoming a person that understands these names. Becoming a person who falls within this tradition, who's encompassed, and nobody can encompass the meanings of the name of Allah, but at least try to understand and inculcate these names within his life. The third step, my dear brother, my dear sister, is for you to take these names and apply them within your life. Believe it or not, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of which are attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of which are names which from which an attribute can be driven of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have attributes which we are expected to apply in one way or another within our lives as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand these three steps and help us practice this within our lives. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.